Lesson 37. Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews. Purpose. To remind class members that salvation comes through faith in Jesus Christ and obedience to His commandments. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Hebrews chapters 1 through 4. Paul testifies that Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of Heavenly Father, is our Savior. B. Hebrews chapter 5, chapter 6, verse 20, and Hebrews chapter 7. Paul explains that the Melchizedek priesthood is a part of the fullness of the gospel. C. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1, to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 18. Paul teaches that the law of Moses was the old covenant between God and His children, while the gospel of Jesus Christ is the new covenant. The old covenant was a type or pattern of the new covenant, but only the new covenant has the power to save. D. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 40. Paul exhorts the saints to exercise faith in Jesus Christ so they may inherit a place in the kingdom of God. 2. Additional reading, Hebrews chapter 6 and chapters 12 through 13. Bible Dictionary, Pauline Epistles, Epistle to the Hebrews, pages 746 through 747. 3. Suggestion for teaching. Be careful not to become a lecturer. Sometimes you will need to lecture briefly to present information, but lecturing loses its effectiveness when it is the only teaching method used. After you give information or explain a principle, be sure to provide opportunities for class members to respond and contribute. See Teaching No Greater Call, item number 36123, pages 61 through 72, 89 through 90, and page 170. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Describe the following situations and ask class members to find a scripture that could be used in one of the situations. 1. A child you know just learned in primary that Jesus Christ created the world and wants to know where this is explained in the scriptures. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and verse 10. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9, Mosiah chapter 3, verse 8. 2. A friend is having some personal problems and wonders how the Savior could care about her personally or understand what she is going through. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 6 through 8, and verse 18. 2 Nephi chapter 1, verse 15. Alma chapter 7, verses 11 through 12. 3. A friend wonders if it is really necessary for someone to have the priesthood to perform baptisms and other ordinances. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 1 and 4. Exodus chapter 28, verse 41. John chapter 15, verse 16. Invite one or two class members to read the scriptures they have chosen for each situation. Point out that Paul's letter to the Hebrews contains scriptures that could be useful in each of the three situations. Invite class members to listen for these scriptures as you discuss the book of Hebrews. Scripture discussion and application. As you teach the following scripture passages, discuss how they apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. Explain that throughout his missionary journeys, Paul sought to convince the members of the church that they should no longer practice the law of Moses, while the Jewish Christians had been taught that salvation comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Many of them still believed that obedience to the law of Moses was essential to their salvation. Paul wrote the epistle to the Hebrews to reemphasize that the law of Moses had been fulfilled in Christ. 1. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of Heavenly Father, is our Savior. Discuss Hebrews chapters 1 through 4. Invite class members to read selected verses. What do we learn about Jesus Christ from Hebrews chapter 1? List class members' responses on the chalkboard. Answers may include those listed below. A. He created the world, verses 2 and 10. B. He is in the image of God the Father, verse 3. C. He atoned for our sins, verse 3. D. He is the firstborn Son of God the Father, verses 5 through 6. E. His glory and power are eternal and unchanging, verses 8 and 12. Paul said that the Son of God, who was made so much better than the angels, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4, had also been made a little lower than the angels, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. In what way was Jesus made a little lower than the angels? See Mosiah chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. He came to earth as a mortal and was subject to pain and death. Why was this necessary? See Hebrews chapter 2, verses 9 through 10 and verses 16 through 18. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 through 16. See also Matthew chapter 23, verses 10 through 11. Paul encouraged the saints to live righteously so they could enter into God's rest. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 through 19, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. What does it mean to enter into God's rest? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 23 through 24. 3 Nephi, chapter 27, verse 19. What did Paul explain about why some of the children of Israel in Moses' time were unable to enter into God's rest? See Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 through 11, and verses 16 through 19, chapter 4, verses 1 through 2. How can we help each other become worthy to enter into God's rest? See Hebrews chapter 3, verses 13 through 14, chapter 4, verse 11, Alma chapter 13, verses 12 through 13, and verse 16. 2. The Melchizedek priesthood is part of the fullness of the gospel. Read and discuss selected verses from Hebrews chapter 5 and Hebrews chapter 6, verse 20, and Hebrews chapter 7. What did Paul teach about how a man must receive and use priesthood authority? See Hebrews chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. Why must a priesthood holder be called of God rather than take this honor unto himself? What priesthood authority accompanied the law of Moses? The Aaronic priesthood, also called the Levitical, lesser, or preparatory priesthood. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 25 through 27. What priesthood authority does Jesus Christ hold? See Hebrews chapter 5, verses 5 through 6, and chapter 6, verse 20. Explain that when Jesus came and fulfilled the law of Moses, he also restored the Melchizedek priesthood. Why was this necessary? See Hebrews chapter 7, verse 11. The Aaronic priesthood does not have the authority to perform all the ordinances necessary for salvation. Neither the law of Moses nor the priesthood of Aaron, which administered it, was capable of bringing God's children under perfection. The Aaronic priesthood is a lesser authority, and it administers the preparatory gospel only. The Melchizedek priesthood, on the other hand, is the higher priesthood, commissioned to minister the gospel ordinances in their fullness and capable of purifying our lives so that we can again enter into the presence of the Lord. The life and teachings of Jesus and his apostles, Church Educational System Manual, pages 385 through 386. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verses 18 through 20. Why do we call the greater priesthood the Melchizedek priesthood? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verses 2 through 4. How are members of the church today blessed by having the Melchizedek priesthood as well as the Aaronic priesthood? How has the priesthood blessed your life? 3. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the new covenant between God and his children. Read and discuss selected verses from Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1 through chapter 10, verse 18, explain that Paul reminded the members of the church that worship under the law of Moses had pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ. According to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5, what did the Lord tell Moses to do while building the tabernacle to be used by the Israelites for worship? Explain that the ceremonies in the tabernacle symbolize heavenly things as outlined below. We have a chart with two columns. The first column, ordinance in the tabernacle. The second column, what it symbolized. Ordinance in the tabernacle. A. The priests offered animals as sacrifices to God. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 4 and verse 11. What it symbolized. Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice for our sins. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 26 through 28 and chapter 10, verses 4 through 12. Ordinance in the tabernacle. B. The priests placed blood from the sacrificed animals on the altar to symbolize the cleansing and purification of the people. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 6 through 7 and verses 19 through 23. What it symbolized. Jesus' blood, shed during the atonement, cleanses and purifies us from sin. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 through 15. Ordinance in the tabernacle. C. The high priest went through the veil into the Holy of Holies. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. What it symbolized. Jesus, the great high priest, went through the veil into the heaven itself. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24. Paul explained that the law of Moses was the old covenant between God and his people. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 9. See also Galatians chapter 3, verses 24 through 25. What is the new covenant brought by Jesus Christ? See Hebrews chapter 8, verses 6 through 8 and verses 10 through 13. The fullness of the gospel. Point out that the old covenant is described in the Old Testament of the Bible, while the New Covenant is described in the New Testament. Why was the Old Covenant unable to make its participants perfect? See Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. Why does the New Covenant give us greater hope for perfection? See Hebrews chapter 10, verses 9 through 18. 4. Those who exercise faith in Jesus Christ will inherit a place in the kingdom of God. Read and discuss selected verses from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, through Hebrews chapter 11, verse 40. Point out that after Paul explained the ways in which the fullness of the gospel is a higher, more complete law that replaces the law of Moses, he exhorted the saints to follow this new and living way by putting their faith in Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 22. What is the first or most basic principle of the gospel? See the fourth article of faith. What is faith? See Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, Alma chapter 32, verse 21, Ether chapter 12, verse 6. How is faith more than belief? Why is faith in Jesus Christ essential to our salvation? Paul gave many examples of people who accomplished great things through faith in Jesus Christ. Whom did he mention? See Hebrews chapter 11, verses 4 through 12 and verses 17 through 34. List on the chalkboard the names of those mentioned and discuss how each person's actions required faith. You may want to put class members into small groups for this discussion. Assign each group to consider a few of the people mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. Give the groups a few minutes to discuss how the people's actions required faith, and then have each group briefly present their conclusions to the class. Paul also taught that faith can help us during times of adversity or opposition. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 through 38. How has faith helped you deal with adversity? What other blessings have you or someone you know received by exercising faith in Jesus Christ? Conclusion. Point out that we are blessed to live in a time when the fullness of the gospel is available. testify that salvation comes through faith in Jesus Christ and obedience to His commandments. Encourage class members to keep the covenants and commandments of the restored gospel. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or both of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. God will keep His promises. What does Hebrews chapter 6, verses 10 through 19, teach about God's promises to His children? What does verse 15 teach about the relationship between enduring trials and receiving promises from God? See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verse 10. What experiences have you had with God fulfilling His promises to you? 2. Whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. Have class members read Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11. How does the Lord chasten us? How is chastening from the Lord for our profit? See Hebrews chapter 12, verse 10, Doctrine and Covenants, section 61, verse 8, section 95, verse 1, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verse 5. How can we use chastening as an opportunity to learn and grow? Invite class members to tell about times when the Lord has chastened them and what they have learned from the experience. End of Lesson 37. Jesus Christ, the Author and Finisher of our Faith.